Eva Codra, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Thought Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. All right, let's start with a lovely voice of Anne Breen. Anne is telling us, well, she's far away and she's dreaming of her home way back in Killarney, County Kerry.
Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Well, I'll take a trip by jaunting car to see the lakes I love. Cathedrals rising gently seem to touch the sky above. And in Kit Carney's cottage, there's a twinkle in each eye as I sip an Irish coffee and the world goes rolling by. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away,
as I say so often on the programme, every time I play that girl, I think she has a beautiful, clear voice. We might even have another track from her before the end of the programme if we get the chance. Friends, I've mentioned it on the programme many, many times about Irish songs, and the majority of Irish songs, well, in my book anyway, are songs of emigration. How people had to leave their homes here in Ireland to go and seek work elsewhere, and particularly after the famine of 1846. Now, I'm going to play for you now a wonderful track from that great singer, Sean O'Shea. I am aware that this may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I just think this man has a lovely voice. And I think we've had Johnny McAvoy's version of this song on the programme before. But take a listen to the lovely voice of Sean O'Shea and a wonderful arrangement of the song. I just point something out here. The song is entitled The Shores of a Merry Kay. Now, we always called it a Merry Kay when we came to singing about it because it rhymed with everything. I think I've pointed that out to you before. Take a listen to this. This gorgeous song, The Shores of a Merry Kay, a sad song from Sean O'Shea.
I'll be bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the home that I love so well, and the mountains grand to my own native land. I'll be bidding them all with an aching heart. I will bid them adieu, for tomorrow I'll sail far away o'er the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of the Merry Kay. And it's not for the love of the cold I am going, and it's not for the love of fame, but that fortune bright might shine over me and bring me a glorious name. No, it's not for the love of the gold I am going, or the weary and starry sail, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of a Merry Kay. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind, to think of the friends of my own native land and the home I am leaving behind. But if I'm to die in a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of a Merry Kay.
No sad mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of a Merry Kay. And you see how it fits in, because it rhymes with, that was a song by Sean O'Shea, on the shores of a Merry Kay. Whereas if you just said, that was a song by Sean O'Shea on the shores of America, it just doesn't work, does it? Well, not in my book anyway. Friends, this little programme of ours, Sounds Irish, is being taken by a number of stations around the world, which pleases me immensely. And I'd like, at this point, to say hello to the listeners to Celtic Radio in Canada. Welcome to the little family of Sounds Irish. And do stick with me. I promise you, it does get better. Now we come to the type of music that's very, very popular here in Ireland at the moment. I speak of country and Irish. Country and Irish does what it says on the tin in my book. In other words, it's a country song sung by an Irish person. I'm going to give you now one of my favourite songs, believe it or not. It was a big hit way back in the day for Olivia Newton-John, and I think Ronnie Millsap had a good recording of it as well. Listen to Billy Joyce. Now, Billy hails from Ireland, and he is giving us his interpretation of I Honestly Love You.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should. We both know I've got somewhere else to go. But I got something to tell you that I never thought I would. That I believe you really ought to know. I love you. I honestly love you. You don't have to answer. I see it in your eyes. Maybe it was better left unsaid. But this is pure and simple, and you must realize that it's coming from my heart and not my head. I love you. I honestly love you. I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable. Trying to make you anything at all. But this feeling doesn't come along every day. And you shouldn't blow the chance when you've got the chance to say I love you.
Now, friends, I don't know whether you'll agree with me, but I think that is as good as anything you'd hear anywhere around the world. And it's Hails from Ireland, it's Billy Joyce, and I honestly love you. Now, when I tell you that this next singer, Brendan O'Dowda, is going to sing, regular listeners will say, OK, here's Joe having self-indulgence, here's, I bet it's Barry James Duff. And you're right, you know.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. A turn to the left at the Bridge of Finlay, and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there I will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. The grass, it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff come whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn, and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Ballyjim's Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. The baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers come over the sea. Oh, come back, Paddy Riley, to Ballyjim's Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
I think I've told you the story before, but we're getting new listeners and they will not have heard it, but Percy French, the prolific songwriter, would write songs about anything, very funny songs and very serious and lovely songs. It seems that the County Cavan people wanted him to write a song about County Cavan. He said, OK, but they said there's one specification. You must call it Ballyjim's Duff. Now, to be honest, it mustn't be the easiest thing in the world to write a song with the title Ballyjim's Duff. But didn't he do a great job of it? And that was Brendan O'Dowder and Paddy Riley. And now we come to my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen, echoing the thoughts of many an Irish exile, no matter what part of the world you're in, but particularly Australia.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in all Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely lassies dancing on the village green, there are lots of lovely collies, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in all Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Aaron's sons would never roam. All the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here.
Now heading off to Killybegs, a fishing port in Donegal, with the help of Barleycorn.
There are wild and rocky hills on the coast of Donegal, and their fishermen are hardy, brave and free. And the big Atlantic swell is a thing they know right well, as they fight to take a living from the sea. Where the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Well, you've donned your rubber boots, and you've got your oilskins on, and you check your gear to see that it's okay. And your jumper keeps you warm, for it's cold before the dawn, and you're ready to begin another day. Where the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Then you're headed out to sea, and the wind is blowing free, and you cast your nets as rain begins to fall. But the sun comes riding high, and the clouds will soon roll by, and today you'll maybe take a bumper haul. With the pleasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. When the weather's blowing rough, then the work gets very tough, and the ropes will raise the welts upon your hands. But you'll never leave the sea, for whoever you may be, when it's in your blood, it's hard to live on land. Where the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Well, there's purple on the hill, and there's green down by the shore, and the sun has spilled its gold upon the sea. And there's silver down below, where the herring fishes go. When we catch them, there'll be gold for you and me. Where the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Where the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home.
As I mentioned so many times on the programme, there we heard a song from Donegal that I maintain is the most sung about county in Ireland. Killybegs, a huge fishing port. And there we heard the boys from Killybegs, they were coming home, courtesy of Barleycorn. And now we move down the west coast of Ireland from Donegal through Sligo to Galway Bay. And here Johnny McAvoy is echoing the thoughts of yet another exile dreaming of home.
It's far away I am today from scenes I'd roamed a boy. And long ago the hour I know I first saw Illinois. But time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak, by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound. But sweet and green the grass between, as grows on Irish ground. Soft friendship, fond, all wealth abound, and a love that lives always. Bless every home beside your form, my own dear Galway Bay. And I, youth's blood and hopeful mood, and a heart of fire once more. For all the gold the world might hold, I'd never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sent, with neighbors old and grey. And I'd lay my bones 'neath churchyard stones beside you, Galway Bay. Blessings of a poor old man be with you night and day. The blessings of a lonely man whose heart will soon be clay. It's all of heaven I'll ask of God upon my dying day. My soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay.
The multi-talented minstrel, I call him there, Johnny McAvoy, singing the praises of my own dear Galway Bay, and rightly so. It's the turn of the ladies again. This time it's the lovely voice of Trudy Lawlor, and once again she's reminiscing about the lovely Leitrim shore.
A thought came to my mind today. I have to ask you, dear, if you would join me on a walk to a spot not far from here, to a place where you and I first met, where all our dreams came true, under Slievan here in shade today. I gave my heart to you. Will you walk with me once more to a place we've been before, and while strolling down together, over Loch Allen on that lovely Leitrim
country and Irish again, and this time a good exponent of country music, Matt Levy. He wants to have a dance.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? I'll always remember that magic moment when I held you so close to me, as we moved together, I knew forever you're all I'll ever need. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? I have this dance for the rest of my life. Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest?
Country and Irish at its best there, performed there by Matt Levy. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Your feet would be pretty sore, I'd say. I'm going to play for you now a song by the High Kings, but before I play it, a little bit of explanation is required, I think. In the latter part of the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century, many young Irishmen left home to go to the UK. They got themselves jobs as builders, building roads, working down mines, all the hard graft jobs. One of the biggest firms at the time was McAlpine, and these men became known as McAlpine's Fusiliers. I tell you something, my father was one of them. They built everything, and they were tough. They were known for their hard, tough way of life. I'm almost sure that many of the underground tunnels that were dug to begin the London Underground were dug by Irish workers. Here, take a listen. It explains everything. The High Kings and McAlpine's Fusiliers. If you listen to the lyrics, you get the idea.
Oh, it's down the glen came McAlpine's men, with the shovel slung behind them. 'Twas in the pub they drank the sub, and up in the spike you'll find them. They sweated blood and they washed out mud with pints and quarts of beer. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine's Fusiliers.
Alpine.